What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Beers and Belts podcast. This is the AEW Revolution show. So we got that coming up tonight. A lot of really, really, really good matches on the card. So first, there's going to be a couple that are on the pre-show. Let's get right into it. Here we go. So, first pre-show match we'll talk about is Chris Statlander versus Layla Hirsch. I expect this to be a Layla Hirsch win. They've really been pushing her hard lately, and Chris Statlander has not really had anything going on Dynamite, Rampage that would lead you to believe that there's really going to be a chance of her winning. Looks like they're pushing Layla Hirsch to maybe be a contender at some point for Jade Cargill. So they're building her up at the moment. Expect her to win. Then we have the Hook and QT Marshall match. Don't expect this to be a very long match either. I expect Hook to do one or two really big spots where you get the crowd going. People say, man, he's awesome. He keeps moving in that direction that he's moving. QT Marshall does what he's done to just help build talent and just play the heel and the guy that people just love to see get punched right in the face. So I think those are going to be pretty obvious wins for Layla Hirsch and for Hook in those two matches. So getting into the main show, first let's talk about the Hardy Family Office, or the Andrade Hardy Family Office, versus Darby Allin, Sting, and Sammy Guevara. You know, this has been a tale on both sides of can they coexist. So I've heard some people say they think this is when Jeff Hardy is going to show up. I don't believe that's the case. If I remember correctly, he still has a little bit left on his 90-day no-compete, so I wouldn't expect to see Jeff Hardy. You could see this being some more breaking of Matt Hardy. There's clearly been evidence that Andrade and Hardy are not on the same page with this. Clear frustration, and you're starting to see that turn of Matt Hardy moving more back into that broken character. So I think they may be setting that up for when Jeff Hardy does return. You know, with Sting, you'll see, I'm sure, a couple spots. With Darby, obviously, he's going to do some things that'll make you go, ooh, he's going to kill himself. But, you know, he'll have a coffin drop in there at some point. Sammy Guevara will get his spots in of jumping all over the place. So I think it'll be an entertaining match. I expect most of this to be between probably Isaiah Cassidy, Andrade, El Idolo, and Sting and Sammy Guevara. Darby Allin and Sammy Guevara. I think Sting will have a couple spots. He'll be in there just to get the crowd going and let everybody see him. I think Matt Hardy will not have a lot of time in the ring as well. I think both of them being at the age that they're at and having some of the health issues that they've had, I think you can probably expect that they'll be in the least amount of time. So moving on to the next match, let's talk about the TBS Championship, Jade Cargill and Ty Conti. I think this is going to be a very fast, very hard-paced, quick win for Jade Cargill. I love how they've been using her. I think they're building her the right way. She's obviously coming across as a monster, so she doesn't need to have a 15, 20-minute match to show that she's dominant. So I think that they are just going to go in, and it's going to be a brawl. I think Jade is going to have some big power spots. I think Ty's probably going to have a couple, two counts to make you think it's going to go that direction, but I expect Jade Cargill to come away with the win in that one. So next, let's talk Chris Jericho and Eddie Kingston. You know, this has been one that they've been building up for a while. I expect Chris Jericho to put Eddie Kingston over in this. I think he sees the value in doing that, and I think he knows that the character he's playing right now is one that people just want to punch in the face. So I think people are going to get what they want out of that. You know, as much as people like to think Jericho is booking and promoting himself, I think that he is going to push Eddie over in this. I expect it to be a Kingston win. I don't think it'll be a long match either. Obviously, Eddie Kingston, the longer it goes, the more exposed he is. And, you know, Chris Jericho can put a good match together with anybody. But I expect it'll probably be 5 to 10 minute match with A lot of hard hitting, a lot of action. Wouldn't be surprised to see some blood in this one. Next up, let's talk face of the Revolution ladder match. So, as of now, it's Keith Lee, Wardlow, Hobbs, Ricky Starks, Orange Cassidy, and a TBA, which ends up being Christian Cage. So, I think Cage is there to help with some of the spots. I think he's going to be one of the main bookers in this. I don't think he's going to be the one that wins this. I think you're going to see it be either a Keith Lee, a Powerhouse Hobbs, or a Wardlow. And I expect some of the spots in here to be fantastic. I hope we see Keith Lee just toss Hobbs into a ladder while Wardlow's at the top and just see all the big men crashing down. I think it's going to be a really fun match. I think it gives the opportunity to show off the strength of the big guys. I think it lets smaller guys show off their quickness. So I think that usually, you know, when you see a ladder match, usually they want to throw a lot of smaller, quicker, jump all over the place type of guys in here. So I think it'll be a fun match. I think it'll be unlike some that we've seen in the past. So I'm hoping to see that, but I think I'm going to go with Keith Lee coming out on top of this one. You know, I can see him just holding up that ring at the end like he likes to hold up his hand and do his little pose there. So I'm going to go with Keith Lee coming out on top in that one. So next, with the triple threat tag team championship match with Jurassic Express, Red Dragon, and the Young Bucks, I don't think they're going to take it off of Jurassic Express just yet. I think the story in this is going to be between Young Bucks and Red Dragon, and I think ultimately one of them is going to cost the other the win and lead to Jurassic Express coming out on top. Don't think they're going to take the tag titles off of them just yet, and I think it sets up a feud between those two, or continues the feud between the Young Bucks and Red Dragon going. So that's kind of how I see that one going. I would imagine this one probably gets some time, though. They're going to have a lot of spots to work with. I know Nick and Matt Jackson love doing spots. Obviously, Luchasaurus is a big spot guy. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what they come up with to put together in that. Okay, so next we have the Bryan Danielson-John Moxley match. Bryan Danielson is trying to get John Moxley to come along with him and start, you know, these dojos, build up the young guys. And John Moxley said he's not going to work with somebody if he hasn't bled with them. So I expect this to be a brutal, bloody match. Probably going to go 20 to 30 minutes. And I really don't know who's going to come out on top in this one. I feel like it's probably going to be Danielson, but I wouldn't be shocked if it's Moxley either. So this is one that there's nothing that makes me feel strongly either way. I think having Danielson win lets the storyline of, okay, now that I've beat you and I've bled with you, let's build these kids up and let's start this program. Or it could, you know, start a feuding program of, you know, that's fine, you go. Bryan Danielson, you go get your young guys. I'm going to stay with my veterans and, you know, pull around Eddie Kingston and we'll meet you at the next pay-per-view or, you know, a Dynamite in a month or whatever. So I think that starts a storyline arc between two people going in that direction. So could be interesting to see how that goes and what the fallout is after that match. But to pick somebody, I will say I'm going to go with Bryan Danielson. So next match after that, we have, let's say, the AEW women's match with Britt Baker and Thunder Rosa, which I've been kind of disappointed in this. Which, you know, you look at it and you say, well, how can you be disappointed in this? They had an awesome lights out match. It was match of the year quality. And it was, and they're leaning too much on that for the build here. I don't feel like the build between these two has really been anything. They've kind of relied on just that original match driving this forward. So I think that Thunder Rosa is going to win. I think it's time to take the title belt off of Britt Baker and move forward. She's had a good run with it. I think it is a good time to take it off, though, so I'm going to go Thunder Rosa winning this one. I expect it to be a good match, though. Even though the build hasn't been great for it, I expect the match to be fantastic. So we'll see how that goes going forward, but I'm going to go Thunder Rosa taking the title from Britt Baker in that one. So next we have one of the big ones that has had the best build, I think, which is the dog collar match with CM Punk and MJF. So with this, I expect MJF to come away with the win. And I think that's where CM Punk is going to help put him over in this. MJF really hasn't lost a match. Hard stop. I mean, he has been winning and winning and winning. I know with the dog collar match, it's taken it to a level where you shouldn't be able to have a whole lot of outside interference here. And it should go in the direction of probably CM Punk, since it's a fair fight. But I think with this one, I think MJF is going to win. But I think this is going to be a double turn. I think they're trying to push MJF into more of a face character. You kind of saw some hints at that with his speeches and promos over the last couple weeks. Then, of course, you know, he does things that he does afterwards and, you know, leaves CM Punk a bloody mess in the ring. But there's something there, and you can see CM Punk moving in a direction as well where he would be a heel. Obviously, he's been that in the past, so he can play that character. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with this one. I expect it not to be a super long match, just given the nature of what it is, but I think it is going to be a very violent and very bloody match. So if that is one thing that gets you going, you should be very happy with the outcome and the performances in this match. But I think it's going to be a good one. I think it's going to lead to a longer story down the road. I don't think this is the end of this, but I do expect almost a double turn in this. So we will see. So finally, we have Hangman Page and Adam Cole. So we have Adam versus Adam in this one. And this has been a fairly good build. I don't think it's time to take the belt off of Adam Page, though. I think he's going to retain in this. Both of these guys are great workers in the ring, though. So I can expect this to go every bit of 30 minutes and probably longer. I think it'll be a really good match. I think there will be some really good spots, a lot of false finishes. I'm really hoping that there is no outside interference that plays into the finish. I wouldn't be shocked if you have some people coming down from time to time and try to get involved, but I don't think it will play into the finish of the match. AEW has been really good at protecting their finishes and having them, you know, more or less clean. So I think that that will continue, but see Adam Page coming away with the win in that one. So that's my preview for AEW Revolution. Again, that is tonight. So I think it's Bleacher Report here in America, Fight TV online overseas. So I hope you guys are able to sit down and watch it. I know a lot of the AMC movie theaters in the area are showing it too. I think the one near me is $25 to go see it at an AMC theater. I'm going to be watching it here at home, but you know, gas prices being what they are, it's almost cheaper for me to stay home and rent it for the full price. Okay. It is what it is. But see you guys next time. This is the Beers and Belts podcast. Make sure you follow me at Beers and Belts on Instagram and at Beers and Belts on Twitter. Communicate with me there. We'll see you next time. Thanks.